Good morning. My guest this morning is Jerry Grace Lyons from Final Passages. Good morning, Jerry Grace. First off, give us a little brief explanation of Final Passages and what you do.
Okay. I am the founder of this nonprofit called Final Passages, and it's our mission to bring awareness to people about end of life, how to prepare for it, what is conscious dying, and also what are options for people at end of life, such as family-directed home funerals and other green options, what we call green burial or other forms of disposition like that. So education is our main thing.
Right. So, but this event is called Dying to Celebrate.
Yes.
The first annual many, I hope, party and fundraiser at the Sebastopol Grange on February 26th. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen?
What's going to happen at Dying to Celebrate is we're going to have some fun with the subject of death. We're going to kind of dance with death and do our best to embrace it, really get comfortable with the subject more, and have it look at the uplifting sides of death and dying. We all know the sad part of losing someone and all that goes with saying goodbye. But we also don't usually look at how we can face death and see that there is another uplifting part of it, that we can embrace it. We can do this dance with it. We can look at the humor in it, as we do in all things
in
life.
Right. I notice one of the things that's going to happen is humorous educational death films.
Yes.
I really need to know what at least one of those is.
Well, we have quite a few different short. They're all very short films. There's a woman named Caitlin Dowdy who does a series of YouTubes that are all educational, but she really appeals to the youth in our culture by just making jokes about various things about death. And we also have a local person, well, she used to be local, Lou Montgomery, who's done she's written a lot of her one-woman plays and acted in them. And she was an MC for one of our benefits. We filmed her, and she talks about coming back from the dead to talk about what her death and her funeral was like, and she informs us about how wonderful it was to have family around her and taking care of her, and how beautiful that was compared to being bled and pickled by the funeral industry and put into the ground. And so she just finds a way to make it all very silly and humorous.
And also a silent auction of what, I might ask?
Well, we will have some interesting things in our auction, such as, well, first of all, we have a guidebook that we wrote on creating home funerals, which Final Passages I co-authored, and that will be one of the items. But we may have some urns and even decorated caskets. but we also will have the usual just what people donate, wonderful things like a $40 gift certificate from a bakery. A good friend of mine made an exquisite turquoise necklace. I mean, there's going to be some very beautiful items, and even a trip to Mexico. So some really fun things.
Jerry Grace, thanks very much for coming in. Let's tell people that Dying to Celebrate, a first annual party and fundraiser for Final Passages, is Sunday, February 26th, 6 to 10 p.m. at the Sebastopol Grange. For information, finalpassages.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jaffa Petty on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.